Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in once again to the Raymond Hall Show. I am your host, Raymond Hall. Unfortunately, my cohort, Mrs. Erica Flynn Walker, is not with us today, but we do have a packed show. We're going to have a report from Houston. We are going to call it an update on Harvey from Houston. And in studio guests today, we're going to have board members of the Daryl Simmons Outreach Foundation, the young man who worked for the Los Angeles Police Department. He was a SWAT officer, and he lost his life in the line of service to this city. So we've got a full lined up. And in our trending moment, we're just going to talk about some community events. And while last week, I want to thank you for all of the prayers and well wishes and everything that came my way, because I was actually a little laid up last week. And I want to commend Mrs. Walker for an excellent job that she did. I mean, I've always been able to count her on her to come through, and come through she did. So we want to say good afternoon to our in studio guests, first of all.
Hi.
I have Alita to my left. Oh, she speaks so softly. I have Alita to my left, and I have Alberta to my right, and we're going to be talking to them. You know, this show is all about service. I mean, we can't get away from that. We don't want to get away from that. That's our batter. Service, a different conversation. And today, we have such an outpouring of service. People who have put what they had going on hold to help others that may have been in a little greater need than they down there in Houston. And we've seen storms come in after Houston. We've seen Irma come in, and and now something else is parked, and it's like the trucks. They parked out and waiting to pull in. So all of the people that's helping other people, I just want to say thank you. You know, when you look back at this nation, we all come from different places. Only the Native American was here, but the service that has come with us has all helped collectively to make this nation what it is. So I want to turn my focus and attention to veterans this week. There's been a couple of new things out of the White House. They have extended the period of time that veterans can go to school on various bills. That's a good thing. And I turned back to something. You know, everybody's talking about DACA. You know, the children staying, and that's all well and good. And like I tell you, don't call me, please. Okay, do yourself a favor, because I'm saying, but I want to share something with you. The law should be equal. If a community cannot profit from breaking the law, that's the law of the land, that you cannot profit from breaking the law. See, if my son walk into, well, I'm not going to put that on my son, but if somebody walk into a bank and just say, give me all the money, no gun, no nothing, just say, give me all the money, they're going to jail for bank robbery.
Yes.
It's a federal crime.
It is.
Yes.
Okay. So now someone comes across the border, and then they said, why you want to do this or why you want to do that? They hardworking, good people. No, they breaking the law. Now, how you deal with that is another thing, but I'm saying when you talk about the preamble to the Constitution, allows for persons that were not considered today to be considered tomorrow, but that's not done by giving preference to one group of people over another. If we're going to enforce the law equally across all communities. If you're not going to enforce the law, then don't enforce the law for none of the communities. Okay? If that's the point, everybody got one chance to break a federal law and then, get a pass.
Get a pass,
okay, and
yeah.
Then we'll all be okay with it. But, you know, you can't have one agenda that benefits one and don't benefit the other. So we're calling on the elected officials to fix that situation. And remember, this is the Raymond Hall Show with a different conversation. Secondly, remember the World War II veteran built is accredited for building the country through getting up, going to work, and everything else. So I want to ask my fellow vets to do something. If you can start a business, start a business, okay? If you can start a business, if you can grow your business, then start your business and grow your business, okay? Let's see what we can do to contribute to that, since we have so many things that can help us and tools and resources that can help us through the Department of Veterans Affairs. Get involved. We're going to get to our first guest, and our first guest, hold on 1 second. Okay, our first guest is Kathy Drayton. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, it's nice to hear your voice again. Kathy and I actually know each other. We attended Grant AME Church together, and Kathy is down in Houston. She moved from Los Angeles to Houston November 2016. Kathy?
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay. So she moved there in 2016, and I know she was involved in a lot of things here. She was adamant about people should get their financial house in order and that they should have an understanding of what their financial affairs and their financial status looked like. So I wasn't at all surprised when she got down to Houston that she got right into the things of talking to people about getting their financial affairs in order. We invited Kathy to come and talk to us because I understand, Kathy, that you are in one of the impacted areas, in one of the areas that Harvey adversely impacted there in Houston.
The interesting thing, Raymond, it's nice to talk to you. Thank you for having me on the show. Mm-hmm. Is that all areas of Houston is impacted in some way.
Mm-hmm.
My area, my immediate neighborhood, was not impacted, but I could drive 2 minutes or less away, and then street after street after street, homes are devastated.
Mm-hmm.
They've had to take out all of the furniture, all of the appliances. They've taken out walls and carpeting and all of that, and so you see it on the street. So all around us, areas have been impacted greatly.
Mm. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And Houston is what, the 11th largest city, 12th largest city? What is?
No, Houston is actually the fourth largest city.
The fourth largest city in the United States.
The fourth largest city in the United States with about 2.3 million people.
Wow.
But it's a huge land mass because we have over 669 square miles.
Okay.
Of city. So just imagine east, west, north, south that you have impact from this Hurricane Harvey.
Wow. Wow. Now, I called it an update, for lack of a better word. I didn't want to oversimplify it, but I wanted to talk with you about not only what Harvey did, but the human spirit is something that has always been something that amazes me, because it seems like no matter what comes against the human spirit always steps up to meet that challenge. So talk to us about what is going on in Houston to meet the challenge of the needs of the people there, to the devastation of Harvey.
There's been continued work by individuals, organizations to provide support, financial support,
mm-hmm.
food, clothing, housing, to take care of individuals. My church, St. Paul AME Church in Greenpoint, an area that was hit greatly by this hurricane and last year with the flooding, and it continues to be an issue, opened a Red Cross distribution center, which was really something important because we were the only AME Church in this area right at the beginning of this catastrophe to open a Red Cross distribution center.
Okay.
It was really important because it provided food, clothing, and financial support to those individuals immediately after the flood. More support is coming, but you have churches who are doing that, all denominations who have stepped forward. You have individuals just personally, my husband and I were able to assist one of our gardeners because he lost everything, and they were living in a motel. Mm. And so the immediate need was for financial support, so we were able to do that. And what we did is just to drop in the bucket to what people are doing. You have volunteers who had to go in to help tear out the sheetrock, because
right.
once the mold sets in, that's a big problem. So you have people who, and that's not work that they were used to doing, because it's a little bit of hard work, but actually came in and tore out that damp sheetrock,
right, right. And if you don't, it can lead to even worse health problems,
right,
right. mold
right.
And everything else. Okay, so right. now, have they come up with a figure on how many people in the Houston area was affected by Harvey?
Now, there's not a firm number, but I did some research to find out. So there were about 30,000 people who were sheltered right after the storm.
Okay.
And those are just the ones who were at Georgia Brown Convention Center. They were at the football stadium, NRG mm-hmm. Stadium. They were at other public shelters. That doesn't include those who sheltered at homes of relatives, and that was a big number who were fortunate enough to have relatives they could go and stay with.
Mm.
So that was over 30,000 people.
Okay.
According to FEMA, now with FEMA, they provided housing to 54,000 people in hotels.
So now, have you all found that FEMA's effort has been sufficient to the challenge, or what are the thoughts?
Some people will complain about it, but when you're talking about having over 500,000 people registering for losses, I think they have done a fine job, because they're getting people into hotels. The Red Cross, who has gotten some flack, have actually provided housing, continued to provide temporary shelter for those in need. They've been able to provide over 100,000 families
mm-hmm.
with, let me be sure with my notes, I think it's over 100,000, with the $400 emergency funds. And so it's a lot of people who need assistance, and it'll take a little time. So personally, I wasn't affected,
right.
but I've been paying attention and hearing the stories. And so the needs are being met, but the needs are so great, it's going to take
right.
time.
Right, right. Well, I will beg to differ with you, knowing you're there, just the compassion that you have. If it affects someone else, it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say that. And in the studio with us, we have a leader. They don't have headsets on, so they can't hear you. But I guess they'll be able to go back and hear you later. But I mentioned that because I had both looked at the article and spoke with you, and then I went back and spoke to some of the people at the church, because I wanted to know how can we directly get involved. Now, I want to be careful here, because, you know, the church does has its official channels by which it is said it's going to help. But I think if a person or organization wants to help and don't want to be a part of some organized effort, they should not keep that money in their pocket, but send it on up. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is a great thing that the AME Church has set up a way to send funds here.
Right.
The great thing about St. Paul is that St. Paul was there immediately.
Mm-hmm.
The AME Church set up mm-hmm. a distribution center in San Antonio, which is wonderful, because this is a problem that will go on for years and years and years.
Right.
And that those funds and goods were sent to San Antonio. But we were right in the middle of the disaster, and we were able to work immediately. And you need a lot of hands. Everything can't be done by one person. You have
Correct.
FEMA, you have Red Cross, you have all. So St. Paul AME Church is still in our area very, very involved. We have discontinued the Red Cross distribution center,
mm-hmm.
but we continue to have individuals who come in and need support.
Mm-hmm.
They needed it before the hurricane, and they need it even more.
Even
right
more
now.
Right, right.
And
that's
so
true.
If anyone who wants to help, and as my friends from Grant did, they're sending gift cards.
Okay.
And the greatest need right now is basically financial. Mm-hmm. We were able to meet the needs, and especially for those of you who are out of town, it's hard for you to send down the cleaning supplies, which people are in great need of,
right?
Or food, but we can do that with financial support. So mm-hmm. if anyone would like to make a contribution, I have that information available.
Okay. Now, before we get to the contact, the specific contact information, is there any one thing that's a greater need than others? We hear about the financial support, but is there one thing for children, for mothers, for kids in school? Is there one thing that there's a greater need of than others, or it's about equal all across the board?
I think we've done a really good job, we meaning St. Paul and others in the area, of providing clothing. We were able to provide food and water. That was what was needed immediately. Now we're at the point where individuals are trying to get from shelters and mm-hmm. rehab to some type of housing mm-hmm. Until they can get back into their homes. And anything that's given is fine, because someone will need clothes, someone will need food.
That's true.
But just logistically, because I'm talking to people in Los Angeles and, in fact, people in Atlanta, relatives who I've told about the program, mm-hmm. Financial support is needed, because then you can provide whatever the need is.
Okay. So, now, the support that they give, is it something that they can take off in tax write-off, or is it just something that they should give and keep pushing?
If they donate it through the church, it's mm-hmm. tax deductible, because you're giving a donation to the church and it's directed to Hurricane Harvey relief, and mm-hmm. so that is tax deductible.
Okay.
If you sent me a gift card for me to send it on to the church, then that would not necessarily be tax deductible. So
okay.
it's better to direct everything to them at this point and allow them to handle the distribution.
Okay. Now give us that information. We're coming up toward the end of this segment, so I want to make sure that we have enough time to for you to give them the information that they can contact you or contact the church or the persons they need to in order to be supportive.
Okay. Let me give you my contact information first.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Drayton,
mm-hmm.
and I'm happy to receive phone calls,
818-259-0493. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then to mail support, which we would greatly appreciate it, send it to St. Paul mm-hmm. AME Church.
Okay.
Attention Hurricane Harvey Relief
mm-hmm.
at 1554 Gears Road.
Okay.
G-E-A-R-S Road, Houston, Texas, 77067.
Okay. All right. Now, when they send it, they're sending the gift cards down to the church, and the church will handle the distribution. Is there any mechanism by which the church responds by acknowledging that they received the gift?
I don't know that process, but I can speak with the pastor, and as we start receiving gifts, as long as the sender would send in their name and their mm-hmm. contact information, I'm sure we'll be happy to send them a note of acknowledgement and a thank you.
Okay. Well, I can't leave you without making mention of Mr. Leslie Drayton.
Yes, thank you.
And that all of that wonderful jazz. I mean, it was almost like, no, you're not leaving. But but since some things are not up to us and we don't have any input on it, I just cherish the times that we were able to take in all of that wonderful music. And, of course, there's only one you and only one that can do what you do. So we, the body, the church, miss you even more because you had a way of getting things done. And I know you're doing that same thing here. There was a couple of things that you spoke about that was interesting. And I just want to touch on it. It doesn't have to do with Harvey, but it's important. I want everybody to listen, because there are natural disasters and there are man-made disasters. Now, we have two man-made disasters that came upon me this week. Number one, that young man that got shot by the police officer, and the police officer was found innocent. That's a disaster. Mm-hmm. It's not a natural disaster, but it is a disaster. And then you talk about the financial support. And just briefly, because we are coming up on those last minutes, I do want you to, because you're speaking now through this internet platform, so we can say, given the blessing, that it could be heard around the world. So talk to us about, just for a minute or so, about the importance of getting your financial house in order and what you do to help people to do that.
One of the main things about having your financial house in order is just have money aside for, they used to say, for a rainy day. Mm-hmm. Hurricane Harvey showed that people did not have funds to carry themselves through even a couple of days.
And okay.
Even if you're working a day-to-day job, the importance of setting aside something, it doesn't matter what, but it gives you a sense of independence if you have your own financial well-being,
right.
And that's what I'm pushing. I have a concept of financial fitness, 80-20,
okay.
And it's basically don't spend everything you have.
Mm-hmm.
Save 10%, you tithe 10%, and you live off of the 80%.
Right.
And
right.
So with that's a formula for success, financial success, and that's what I'm really pushing for, and hope that people will think about that so that you'll have some money. It makes a difference in your attitude, demeanor, if you have money of your own, that you're not dependent. You need help from others, and in this storm, we would all need help if we've lost everything.
Right.
But you're not totally dependent because you have some money of your own. And that's what I'm pushing for, that we need
okay.
to start understanding that.
Well, we're going to be waiting for you to put that on DVD, a CD, put it up on the web. So everybody, I'll be one of the first ones to sign up for that class, because every now and then we had a lady to come on and talk about why they put so many things at the counter, the impulse spending. So with your financial classes, I won't be so gullible to that impulse spending. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Kathy Drayden for stopping her busy schedule to come on to the show and talk to us and give us an update about what's going on in Houston. If you can lend your support to help the people that are there that are suffering. You know, life is a funny thing. It can be someone else tomorrow, and it can be you and I today. So we want to kind of pay it forward if we have an understanding of that. Kathy, give us those numbers one more time before we let you go.
All right. My number, Kathy Drayton, 818-259-0493.
Mm-hmm.
The mailing address for checks, money orders, and gift cards, St. Paul AME Church, Attention Hurricane Harvey Relief, 1554 Gears, G-E-A-R-S Road, Houston, Texas, 77067.
All right.
Raymond, let me say thank you so much for having me on the show. I wish you well in all of your endeavors, and I thank you for the opportunity to support Houstonians who have been affected greatly from this natural disaster.
Well, thank you so very much, and I am humbled by that anything that we can do here at the Raymond Hall Show, we will be more than happy to do it. And we look forward to having you again and giving us an update, not only just on Harvey, but just the things that are happening there in the city of Houston. So we will be encouraged, and everybody that can lend their support, please lend their support. We want to thank you again, and we will look to talk to you at another time. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we are going to be talking with the Daryl Simmons Outreach Foundation. Randall Simmons Outreach Foundation, our studio guest. You can remember now, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and podcast. Like us if you will, and do whatever you can to make sure that your neighbor hears the message. We're about service. Service is that thing that you stand on, because without the service of others, you wouldn't have any foundation here, either in community or the nation. We'll be right back. And we are back. We want to thank you again for tuning in to the Raymond Hall Show. We are here with Alita and Alberta Moore of the Randall Simmons Outreach Foundation. And it is a foundation that's doing a lot of good. The music that you just heard a little of, it wasn't an accident that says we are one. That was Frankie Beverly and Mays. The song was chosen specifically for this segment because when we are one, we are connected. And through service, we are connected as one. In the past, you heard us talk about the preamble to the Constitution. It's very important that you have an understanding of that document because it says we the people. And it, you can go back and look at yourself. Don't get any further than your door, yourself, and look at where you fit with that preamble and look at what it took for you to be able to be included in that preamble and then see if something doesn't nudge you to get up to go to work to say, I will make a contribution of service with my life. Miss Alberta Moore and our leader are in the studio, as I said, with us, and they're talking to us about the Randall Simmons Outreach Foundation. Los Angeles Police Department SWAT officer Randall Simmons lost his life in service to this city. He's the only that I'm aware of, the only LAPD SWAT officer that has lost his life in the line of service.
Correct.
Okay. So sometimes your service only requires you to go in your pocket and give somebody a nickel or a dime. And then some people's service require them to, with their life, give service. So we must not glance over the fact that people are doing what needs to be done in order that you will be at liberty to give service. We're going to let our guests introduce themselves with a short bio, and we're going to start over here with Miss Alberta. Okay.
I have a serious history of service. Mm-hmm. Currently, I'm on the Loyola Marymount African American Alumni Association. I was one of the founding members, and that allows us to do so much service in terms of the students and to the city of LA.
Okay.
In addition, mm-hmm. I'm part of the Regional Center. On one of the boards, I have two sons that are autistic, so mm-hmm. being a part of that organization and being of service for people with disabilities that don't have a voice, being that voice for them. Mm-hmm. So it was a natural kind of transition for me to be involved with the Randall Simmons Outreach Foundation. And we'll go into more of it.
Okay. Now, as a board member, I understand you're one of the founding board members?
Yes, I'm one of the original board members.
Okay.
Lisa Simmons, Alita and I, we all worked for the same insurance company. So,
And Lisa Simmons is his wife.
His wife.
Yes.
And so we were friends and, before she met Randy. So she mm-hmm. met Randy and just amazing family, mm-hmm. Amazing. I just God driven man. Mm-hmm. So, It was just part of my comforting her mm-hmm. and her children mm-hmm. Being a part of this organization.
Okay. And Miss Alita.
Hi, Brother Hall.
Hi.
As he stated, he and I, we go to Grant AME together.
And if she looks familiar, ladies and gentlemen, she is. Her mother was here with the book. You know that book that we all read in 10 minutes and then picked it back up and read it again. It takes a village to...
Granny needs a village too.
Yes. Okay. I still read that book, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. I just don't have no hair yet. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, Alberta and I, we've known each other probably close to 30 years now. I knew her before she and I worked together because mm-hmm. she worked with my brother in another office with the insurance company that we worked for. Mm-hmm. And Just recently, I was invited to be an ambassador to the Randall Simon Foundation. Mm-hmm. Although before, I always contributed by giving money, mm-hmm. by going to the 5K races, mm-hmm. and the Teach One events.
And buy mm-hmm. some of our barbecue dinners.
Mm-hmm. And the barbecue dinner, the Backyard Boogie barbecue dinners.
Okay, wow. So it looked like I missed something. Okay, so I want to go back to something that you said, Miss Alberta, for just a quick second, because this is important. Here in California, the state is cut up into 21 regional centers. And these regional centers serve as the gateway, kind of, to facilitate services in the community. And it's important because you meet some of the most gifted people. They're a little different, but they are truly, truly gifted. And I'm just amazed whenever I'm invited into it. This is a story for another day, but I was actively involved in that too. And these young people have amazing lives, and they are a part of the developmentally disabled community, but they truly are wonderful and amazing people. So I thank you for that. Now, let's talk about the September 30th event.
The September 30th event is actually one of my favorite mm-hmm. events because it allows the community mm-hmm. and the Los Angeles Police Department mm-hmm. and the Fire Department and a lot of public services departments to be involved in the run to raise funds for the Randall Simmons Outreach Foundation. Mm-hmm. And it's an event that takes place by Dodger Stadium at the LA Police Academy. Mm-hmm. It's early in the morning.
Yeah. Okay.
It starts at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Different things start at different times. The okay. run starts at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. There's the
CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. There is a bike ride. And just there's activities for people who don't want to do the CrossFit mm-hmm. run or anything. They can come out and participate in different activities. We have vendors. It's really a fun day. And it gives, you know, LAPD to see a different side of the community, and it gives the community
to see a different side of
LAPD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because most of the time when either first responders or the police arrive, somebody is having a difficult day.
Yes.
Okay. So that's very important. Now, in doing the research, as Mrs. Walker would say, I kind of learned something, because in speaking with you through the primary phase of looking into you all as guests, I looked into this, and he really was an amazing man.
Yes.
You know, he was an amazing man. I found more people giving comments and notes about how he just touched their lives, and they were a part of his, someone coined it, family community.
And part of the amazing thing about Randy was he didn't make a lot of noise about what he was doing. So mm-hmm. many people were surprised about all the things that he was doing. Mm-hmm. Like me personally, mm-hmm. My son who has disability, he was born when I was 5.5 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. And he was in a hospital for 4 months. Mm-hmm. Randy would go by the hospital after he got off work or before he went off the work and prayed at Torrance Memorial in front of the, you know, the neonatal mm-hmm. center.
Right.
And that's just the kind of person he was. You know,
right.
he was supportive and just, I remember Katrina. Mm-hmm. So many people were affected, and his wife's family was from New Orleans.
New Orleans, right.
And he kind of opened his house up, and we raised yeah. funds, all kind of things. And it was just amazing how he had the energy to do his job. Mm-hmm. And then on the weekends and evenings, he would get in his little glory van and mm-hmm. go minister to kids yeah. in the projects.
Wow.
And a lot of times with some of his own money, take them on trips to horseback riding to mm-hmm. parks to mm-hmm. all kind of things that kids weren't used to like doing or getting out of their comfort zone. So mm-hmm. an amazing person.
Yeah. Now, you spoke about money. The money that's raised at the event mm-hmm. will go to do what?
All kind of things.
Okay.
We've had events where we've taken kids to the snow for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I always joke with the board that some boards, you know, they look pretty and put on nice dresses.
Right.
We are a working board.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the events that we've taken kids to the mountain and you know, kids get sick in the bus and who has to clean stuff up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was you're spending the weekend mm-hmm. with kids. And so some kids have never been away from home.
Right.
So you are the mother, the discipliner, it's just amazing. You minister to the kids
mm-hmm.
and just seeing them grow.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you just helping the children here in Southern California, or are you helping children statewide or across the country?
Most of the children that we help are mm-hmm. in Southern California.
Okay.
However, mm-hmm. our outreach goes beyond that.
Okay.
For example, we just contributed to the Houston mm-hmm. Harvey.
Okay.
One of the radio stations had an event that we contributed there.
Mm-hmm.
Some things that happened, you know, across the world.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Mexico is mm-hmm. something that, you know, just from a humanitarian
yeah.
point of view, you know,
yes.
we are
yeah,
this
been devastated.
Rural uh-huh. family.
Uh-huh.
And so we do those things. We give scholarships to kids going to schools all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're so proud of our scholars that
mm-hmm.
they are, you know, in Wisconsin, at UCLA,
mm-hmm.
at USC, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, I'm glad you put USC in there.
Santa Clara.
And the foundation,
yeah.
which I found was great, not
mm-hmm.
only the kids that go to college,
mm-hmm.
they also have mentors available for kids who choose a different path.
Right.
And it's like college may not be for you right now,
mm-hmm.
but still do something.
That's right.
And I thought that was amazing. And the first event I went to in April, the Each One Teach One.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, talk more about the Each One Teach One.
The Each event. One Teach One, it was amazing. This was my first one
mm-hmm.
being a part of the other side, the ambassador part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this year it was at the DoubleTree Hotel in Torrance.
Okay.
There were so many mentors. We didn't have enough space for them to talk,
mm-hmm.
to tell their story. They were fighting over the mic to get out there to tell their contribution and how they can help these kids.
Right.
We had about, I believe it was 200 kids. We gave them backpacks, which Alberta brought one of the backpacks.
Mm-hmm.
And we filled it with some items that they could take on, like notebooks, pencils,
mm-hmm.
Just different things to help them the next step, whichever it was school or if it was to find a job.
Mm-hmm. Now the backpacks and all of the stuff, the giveaways are purchased with the donations, with the money that you all
yes.
raise as well.
Because okay. they got gift cards as well.
Oh, wow.
To go. It was food gift cards,
mm-hmm.
Alberta?
All kinds. Food, some to Target,
mm-hmm.
Different gift cards. Speaking of the gift cards, another area we focus on is foster children.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how many foster children are in Los Angeles. And some people just want to focus on the little cute foster kids.
Right.
But foster kids grow up. You
right.
know, they're
yeah.
15,
right.
16, 17, 18, needing direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are involved with some foster agencies. And so when we have a Christmas giveaway, we have some for the little kids and we have some for the teenagers.
The teenagers,
also.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I just was really, I remember when SWAT Officer Simmons, when this occurred, but I never knew that he had helped so many people. I think it came out to be where with his presence here on Earth, he helped people with whatever their need was at
yes.
that time.
Mm-hmm.
But the foundation, because of his life, has been able to help so many more through so many other situations. So that was really encouraging, because one of the things that we find is we hear about something and it sounds like a really good idea, and then when we look into it, well, it's not such a good idea. And then when you follow the money, I know it's not really a good idea. But here you all are, you're spending the money on the mission and vision of the foundation, and it's truly going to help children. So that's one of the things.
And also families. One of the other things I'm very proud about is sometimes different families are in need, and a larger organization may not be able to respond right away, because we've had opportunities to respond when somebody's house was burned down. You know, and it takes a while to get all the services together, but immediately you need some money to get into a hotel. Or,
that's true.
You know,
that's
so
true.
So we've been able to respond in situations like that, or, you know, a death. You know, there's been some situations where people needed money to bury someone, you know. So that's, I think, the beauty of the organizations, that we're small enough to have a hand in the community. You know, you hear, you know, someone make a recommendation, we take it to the committee, we vote on it, and we can be there. Another thing I'm so proud of is Randy's kids. They were young teenagers when it happened, and they have been involved in this organization, and both have graduated from college, and they're both still involved in the organization. The son, you know, he's working in insurance and doing his acting thing, which is amazing. And the daughter, she's starting a grad school at USC, and she wants to go into social work and and work with foster kids. So being a support for that family, we realized we can be a support for so many other families also.
Yes, because Lisa Simmons, because we talk about Randall Simmons, but she's such an amazing person too, a total inspiration.
I don't know if you all knew it or even remember it. There was a restaurant on Manchester Boulevard, and it was opened, I don't remember all of the connections, but there was a connection. And it was the only restaurant, it was on Manchester right off of Crenshaw, and it was the only lace tablecloth restaurant that sold lobster and steak.
Wow.
Okay. And it opened because of LAPD SWAT officer Randall Simmons.
Wow.
And I think that it was a novel idea. It was a very good idea. We hosted a couple events there, but unfortunately, it's not that many people on Manchester and Crenshaw. You know, when you got to compete with, what is that up there, Rallies or something? Rallies on the corner and Fatburg on the other corner. And then you look up in this lace dining cloths and lobster and steak, you might not get too many customers coming in, but it was a novel idea. They wanted to they wanted to have the best because of this legacy of this person who gave his best, and I thought it was just a wonderful thing, kind of a jazz place because it had jazz singers and that kind of thing. And I ran across a couple of things. Just people were so inspired by his story that they came up with things and ways and ideas that they wanted to serve. So I think it's a wonderful thing. So now what else is going on with the foundation other than the
In February, it will be 10 years since his death. And so we are having an annual Legacy of Love banquet. And this is just another opportunity to honor people service in the community, raise funds for the foundation. We want to give out more scholarships, more, and our scholarships aren't just for college, there's for people going to trade school also. And so it's a one of those healing things, because it's been a very hard 10 years.
Right.
His presence is still, you still feel his presence, and you still miss him, yeah, you know, because he was such a good guy.
I think that's going to be always. You just miss good people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be with us always. We're coming up on the last 10 minutes of the show, and we're going to make sure that we have an opportunity for each one of you to take time to talk about some things that you want to talk about, a minute or so for it. It was really important to me to have you all on because Mr. Simmons reminds me so much of the service that active duty persons that serve in the armed forces of the United States. You know, it's one of those things where you really can never get paid what you work.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. You just how much is a life where you just really can't get paid for it? But the people who provide the service are not really asking for their monetary worth.
That's true.
Okay. They just really want the opportunity to serve.
To serve, yes.
Okay.
Everybody on our board has another job or another activity that they are involved in. This is kind of a labor of love for everybody.
Right.
So you appreciate everyone's time. Mm-hmm. And everyone, we have constant support of their families. Recently we had a barbecue and the whole Brown family was there. You know, if you get the Brown family hookup,
yes,
you got
some exactly. Key going on.
Yes. And just my family come out. I have a nephew who is a LAPD SWAT officer, so he's constantly supportive. And so having the community out, and I think nowadays it's important to be connected to the community, because I think so many problems that happen in society is people don't have those connections.
Right.
We want to keep that going.
Yeah, yeah. Connections is so very important, because when you connect the fact that someone gave service in order for me to be here, then I must connect in and give service today so someone else will be able to look at the fact that I gave some service and they would be able to be here. And it's like that proverbial brick wall. We're not the wall, we're just a brick. Okay. But that brick is surrounded by cement, and if we're talking about for this conversational purpose, the mortar that's around the brick is the service of those that have given it behind you, and the service that is to be given in front of you. So that kind of locks you into the wall. You're immovable now because of that mortar of service that surrounds you, and you're able to rightfully seat. We all have to be rightfully seated in service. That's what makes this nation. That's what makes the community. That's what makes the whole the nation whole from the parts that we give as service. So you've got the February event, and you've got the September 30th event. Okay. Now, what is the foundation doing, or what do we need to do in order to support the ongoing efforts of the foundation?
We need people to sign up for the 5K, 10K CrossFit, which is coming up on September 30th, and it's a lot of fun. I've done it several times. We have older people who I felt I should have been faster then, but they would pass me on the race. It's uphill a little bit, but I was shocked because this lady just passed me. She had her stride going. I was like, okay, she can't get me. I felt like I was her target.
All right.
And she passed me. It's a lot of fun for all ages.
Right.
I believe they have a kids part where it's free for young children, and the police are very involved with the children because it's a village.
Right.
Like the granny needs a village too.
Right.
It takes a village, and we need to make our children not be afraid of the police. So I think this part with the children and the police together, it helps start that spark.
Right, right. Well, one thing I do know is that the police is necessary.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
They're absolutely necessary. It's not always somebody is going to that they're going to respond to something violent. Sometimes they're going to respond to babies. I heard an article where they said that that's the number third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh most often thing done. Whatever the number was, it was just, wow. That's,
delivering a baby.
That's a part of their giddy up. I'm going, oh, wow.
You're having an escort to the hospital.
Yeah. You know, and I just think that that is so wonderful. So I can, every morning that I wake up, I'm mindful of the fact that I have this gift that I have because of service. Okay. Not only did someone leave this earth and bless me to continue through the heart transplant, they was willing to give it up.
Yeah.
You know, some people, even when they leave in here, they, I'm taking mine with me.
You
know,
exactly.
So not only was the person leaving here, they were willing to give it up. And through that, I continue. So I have to pay attention to that. We are here with our leader and Miss Alberta Moore of the Randall Simmons Outreach Foundation. They're having a 5K event on the 30th of November. September the 30th. And then in February, they're having another event. So what I want to ask you to do is don't just limit your contributions to, okay, I'm going to identify something in January and I'm going to put this over here. And then when it comes in December, I'm going to give. Who says we're going to be around in December? So if you have the opportunity to give today and you can give today, then by all means do so. What these ladies is involved in is a noble effort. We can use the courts when we have to. We can march when we need to. But if we extend a hand of friendship, then it may be that we don't have to even consider those things.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When we welcome a stranger, we have gained possibly a new friend.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so that's what I think I posted or something thereby. We are into our last moments, so I'm going to ask you to do a couple of things. I'm going to ask you to give me maybe about a minute each of the number one thing why you want to continue with the Outreach Foundation and contact information, and we want to do the same thing with you.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Personally, it's something I've always done, and my daughter did it with me. Mm-hmm. And right now, she's at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And she took what she learned with us to her there.
Mm-hmm.
So she did Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, she just became a site leader for another outreach program there.
Mm-hmm.
So what my take is, you give, you teach others to give, and it constantly keeps going.
Okay.
So, you know, our outreach through me, through our kids, through our families, through our community, it's a play it forward kind of thing.
Okay.
And I've seen it over and over and over with this organization, and I want it to continue.
Okay.
Our website is www.randallsimmons.org.
Okay.
So
all right.
www.randallsimmons.org.
Okay. And Miss Alita.
Well, I, as I stated, recently became an ambassador with the organization, and I felt so blessed that they chose to invite me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was invited by Alberta and also Lisa Simmons herself. I just feel like if you give together, it's a bigger impact.
That's true.
I would go out to the shelters myself, you know, take clothing. I felt it was important to show my son people who didn't have it as well as he did.
Mm-hmm.
So we would go to the shelters downtown, and that drive, just going there, seeing the people, the impact of that. You know, it's like, you have clothes that you're not wearing. Let's give these away.
Right.
But if we get together and do it as a group, because recently Lisa Simmons and the program, we went downtown to give our items away, the shelter we went to wouldn't take everything. Lisa Simmons said, I'm not taking, these people need this stuff. She took her car and went out on the street, got on her feet, and handed out the sleeping bags, the pillows that weren't accepted at the shelter. And it's, you know, she could have been not, you know, afraid of the people. But no, it was like, no, we need to make an impact. And just seeing those kind of things be done is just a total inspiration to me and something I really want to be involved with.
Okay. And any contact information?
Contact information is, we have the race coming up. It's at active.com and you go to Randy Simmons and it's not too late to sign up for the race, and definitely look out for us in February because the event's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. It's at the Marriott Hotel in Manhattan Beach. And it's, Alberta, what's the date on that?
That's February 24th, 2018. It's a Saturday.
Yeah, so definitely look out for our event in September at the end of this month, which is in a couple of weeks, or like a week and a half now. So sign up, and you can sign up the day of the event as well. And it's near Dodger Stadiums. Go Dodgers. And also February, that is going to be amazing.
Okay.
And we have a Facebook page, so feel free to look us up. And excited to see everybody, and we're constantly involved in so many things, so we'll see everyone in a while.
All right. Well, that's just about going to do it for the Raymond Hall Show. We are here with Alita and Miss Alberta, who are affiliated with the Randall Simmons Outreach Foundation. Thank you, ladies, for joining
us. Thank you for this platform.
Our banner here is Service is a Different Conversation, and today you have seen that demonstrated mightily. The conversations that we've seen, people working in Houston to help other people, the work and service of LAPD SWAT officer Randall Simmons. We could leave it there, but he was also a father. We could leave it there, but he was also a man of faith. We could leave it there, but he was also a man of action in the community. And it spread. So let something spread to your consciousness that says that my service is equally as important as everyone else's. We are just about out of time. I want to definitely again acknowledge the co-host of this broadcast, Ms. Erica Flynn Walker. We wish her a speedy return, and we want to thank all of you for listening and supporting it. We want to thank those men and women who are serving overseas around the world. This is somewhat of a tenuous time in that you have all kinds of things going on in different places. They're the men and women that have to answer the call. It gives us the liberty to be at liberty, and to be at liberty means that you are free to do what you want to do. If you do nothing, this nation, your community, is that much weaker. But if you say that I will give service, if you lend your hand and your heart and your understanding to say that I am here to be of neighborly kindness to someone that I may encounter, then the nation is that much stronger. Because when you met that stranger and you offered service, now you have gotten a friend. So until our next broadcast, we are going to say, have a good evening, God bless you, God keep you, and stay in service. Thank you.